You know, the last time we were talking to Raul Estrada, the entrepreneur, the builder, the restaurateur, he just won the 37th Catholic Foundation Award honoree. And we got into a little bit into the whole idea of immigration and helping people out. And the fact is, there's a great organization that Mr. Estrada and others have put together, and we ask you to come back. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us back.
So this is Be Golden?
Be Golden
so
is what it's called.
Tell me about it.
Well, Be Golden is a social movement. And, you know, in the day and age that we live in now, there's a lot of hostility toward immigrants and toward refugees in this country. And Be Golden is a movement of tolerance. It's a movement of, it's based on the Golden Rule, the tenets of the Golden Rule, to treat others as you want to be treated. And Be Golden is something I think that's really timely and necessary right now. We've done a lot of outreach to schools, to businesses, and to people. And it's not a political campaign, and it's not a religious campaign. It's simply a movement for tolerance. You know, we see...
And you're doing this as an established U.S. citizen with roots from Mexico.
Absolutely.
In support of people who are still coming in.
It is.
Is that right?
The Bishop Burns here in Dallas Diocese, started an immigration task force. And at some of the first meetings that we had... It was... About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and it was right about the time that there was a lot of hostility and there was a lot of talk about roundups, about, you know, deporting people, and there was it was prior to the child separation and the stuff that happened at the border. But we had a little panic within the schools, not just the Catholic schools, but in the normal schools. Kids would come home traumatized, and there was kind of like somebody had opened up a Pandora's box of bullying. And it was pretty bad. And we were trying to figure out what we could do to kind of lessen that and get people to be a little more tolerant with the immigrant situation.
So how do you do it? Is this an outreach going out and talking to people? Or?
It is. It's a little bit of everything. You know, we were blessed to have a lot of volunteers. One of the volunteers was the Richard Lerma Group, which is a PR firm that deals with Hispanic clientele. And Pete Lerma is a really nice gentleman that gave us his services. He launched a website for us. We got a lot of help from mainstream media, the Dallas Morning News, and other people would run ads for us, kind of like PSAs that were just promoting Be Golden and the movement. And the movement was based on just bringing out and reaching people and telling positive stories about the immigrant experience. You know, bringing stuff out with showcasing and highlighting students, highlighting businessmen, highlighting people that have come to this country and done well.
Is it working? I mean, do you see the progress?
Absolutely.
Is it calmer out there?
Well, let me tell you something. I mean, we can't sit around and do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, we've digressed so much that you can either sit and wait for it to happen and to wait that in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years it's going to start to die down, or we can do something about it. And I think sometimes, you know, we get into the idea that that's somebody else's problem, but it affects us all. Especially in the state of Texas. I mean, you can't make up and you can't ignore the Hispanic community and the number of immigrants that live in our city. So it's
I mean, even if you can't see it from a moral or ethical standpoint, but you can see it from a business standpoint.
Absolutely.
You know, the consumers, the workers, all of a sudden, you don't have them.
I think, you know, one of the things that really affected us is we would see the news stories that would come out would always be negative. And they would always it would be the worst example of a community that they would highlight, when there was a million other examples that they could show and people could see that, you know, this country is based on immigration, and, you know, ultimately all of us were immigrants at some point, and it's sad that people forget that after a certain number of years here in the United States you think you came from a different planet. You know, we all immigrated here, and I think this movement is one that tells people that in a gentle way, and it tells people, it reminds them about our history and our need to be tolerant.
So how do we help you? I mean, do you have a website, or do you need volunteers, or do you just need acceptance?
We need to spread the word. This is a social media campaign, and so it's the hashtag Be Golden. You know, we like people to come on the website, you know, listen to the stories. There's
What's
resources.
The website?
It's BeGoldenJourney.com.
Okay, BeGoldenJourney.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'd like people to just spread the word. And all we want to do is we want people to see immigrants in this country in their reality. We want them to see the good stories. We want them to see everything and to kind of drown out and tune out the noise that you hear sometimes.
I like that. Raul Estrada leads by example. And BeGoldenJourney.com, I'm gonna look at that. He was the Catholic Foundation Award honoree. He's a great restaurateur and a builder and employer of men. It's good to have you with us again.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.